Hello, everybody. I'm Brian.
And I'm Brian.
This is Brian vs. Brian, episode 260. Stand by me. Okay? Stand by me. Boom.
Banger.
Boom.
Banger.
Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. I don't know why they didn't start it and end it with it.
Yeah, great.
It was summer of 55. Boom, boom. I don't remember what they had. They had something good. Some old song. Oh, I don't remember. Was it Lollipop
and Robin or something? There's a lot of good songs in this.
Yeah, it might have been Robin, yeah. Stand By Me, directed by Rob Reiner, based on The Body, a novella by Stephen King. Everything's by Stephen King, I find out. Like the most famous shit you would never think of, and it's always, oh yeah, Stephen King did that.
Yeah.
It's like, even Stephen King's got like 50 movies.
It's insane, dude. Like even This Is the Weekend where The Long Walk opened. No idea that was even a Stephen. I mean, obviously, yeah. Watch the trailer.
Lawnmower Man. You know, yeah, Jesus.
It's just like, what? How many fucking novels are going to get turned into a movie here?
It's crazy how much he's written. Yeah, so August 8th, 1986, 89 minutes. Budget of $7.5 million, box office of $52. This one slapped.
Oh, yeah.
Classic coming-of-age drama. Set in Castle Rock in 1959. We follow LeChance, Chambers, Teddy, and Vern. Three miscreant kids, kind of on the wrong side of life, except for LeChance. He's kind of the normal, fine one, but his family life is fucked, even though he's normal and fine, because his brother died in a four-wheeling accident, and he was a, I don't know, star quarterback going to state and stuff, so his family's just falling apart, and even though he's pretty normal and no fault of his own, he's now ostracized by his parents and kind of hated in his household.
Yeah, he says he was like he's a ghost in his own house.
Yeah. And so we meet the kids, and of course we have River Phoenix as Chambers, Feldman as
Teddy.
What the hell is his name? Teddy. Yeah. And then we got Chris O'Donnell? Or no, not Chris O'Donnell.
Jerry
O'Connell, not Jerry Chris O'Donnell. Chubby little Jerry O'Connell as Vern. No, not Vern.
Yeah, you got it.
For
yeah,
Teddy. Vern. Teddy. Whatever. Ah, the names. But this is one of those movies that, I don't know, I was never alive in the 50s or anything, but when you perfectly capture like the relationship of young children, as they said, you'll never have the friends you will have when you were 12, never again. And it captures it pretty well. There's a lot of really believable stuff. There's a lot of really unbelievable, you know, children actors doing crazy crying too. That's kind of
smoking but, cigarettes and
they're doing it all in this, man. Just smoking and cursing it up. All the parents on the side of the movie said, yeah, all right. This is going to be a good picture.
It's hard to tell, because I don't think they ever say in the movie, but it's hard to tell what age group the Kiefer Sutherland gang is. Like, are they supposed to be high schoolers? Are they supposed to be 20-somethings? It's hard to tell, because Kiefer Sutherland definitely looks like he's in his 20s, but he's like, he's trying to play an 18-year-old. Like, I don't really know, but yeah, it's kind of interesting.
I feel like they're the same class as like his brother, and I felt like his dead brother was like that was his senior year he died, and they're going into school the next year. His brother would have been graduated, and that's why they had those scouts at his game and stuff. That's the vibe I'm getting. Like, they're just fresh graduated high schoolers. Yeah. So 19, something like that, 18. That's my vibe. But yeah, he looks like he's 32. Just keep for something. Hey, boy.
Yeah.
Don't mess with me. I'm 16.
I forgot how many, because in the memory of this movie is always the kids. It's always the four. It's like, oh, it's the Corey Feldman movie or the River Phoenix movie. Mm-hmm. I forget how many side characters are in this movie that I was like, oh, yeah, like fucking John Cusack, Kiefer Sutherland, Richard Dreyfuss. I was like, oh, yeah. I forgot about all these guys.
Yeah, John Cusack is the dead older brother, and he's a very good older brother, cares a lot about his little brother, and is always trying to build him up in front of his parents because they only care about him, and he knows it. He's like, yeah, but did you read Gordy's story? Zinger this one, Pop. You got to check it out. You should see what this kid does with an alien. Woo.
And it sucks because the dad doesn't. He was like, "Yes, here's what I'm talking about: distractions." And it's like it doesn't even work. But all that matters is Gordy knows that his brother, pays attention to him.
Yeah, then I don't think we get much before the Gordy finding out about the body, right?
Yeah, I think it's just kind of like some narration. He's walking through town. He goes to a tree house, and they're
Yeah,
all
you got
just
a cool tree
playing
house.
cards. Yeah, and then Vern comes up, and basically like, "I got something to tell you," and they keep fucking with him, and then finally, "You want to see a dead body?" So it's pretty quick. It's one of the first probably 5 to 7 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, do you want to see a dead body? We'll be heroes. It's like, we'll be on the television and everything for finding this boy's body. Everybody knew him. Everyone knows in that town knows about this boy when he's been missing for 3 days or something.
Yeah, be on the
And
news.
Gordy hears, I don't know, so is that his brother? Everyone's got an older brother?
Yeah,
Except Feldman?
Vern tells the story of like he buried a jar of pennies under his house, and then
Mm-hmm.
he drew a map, and his mom fucking threw it away. So you get a shot of him under the house. Vern under the house digging all these holes. There's probably like fucking 50 holes under his house. Anyways, while he's under there digging for his jar, he hears his older brother talking to a friend about them finding the body, and that's how Vern knows. I thought that was funny.
Yeah, and they don't want to tell anybody because what, they stole a car
Yeah, boosted a car.
and we're driving down there. They're gonna ask how we're down there, man. They know we don't have a car. That's so far. I don't know if they would ask that, but yeah. So then he pr propositions the group, the gang. They're a gang, and says, "Yeah, let's tell our parents we're gonna camp out in my backyard, and then we're going to it." They say the drag race is the next day, so we'll have like 2 full days to get this done. We'll be back before supper the second day. Yeah, and they go out on their adventure, and they're meeting up, walking. And I love, everybody brings like one item, so we got one of them bringing like a sleeping bag. Gordy brought like a backpack with some gear and a canteen, and that was an interesting scene where he's like asking his mom, "Where's like my canteen at?" And she just
Doesn't even
silence.
respond.
They're just sitting in the garden, and then the dad's like, "It's in your brother's room." And he's up there looking at all the old stuff, and it has a flashback of his brother giving him a Yankees hat and stuff. And the dad comes in, "You found it." "Yeah. You found it." Yeah. Like, get out of here.
Why can't
Then
you
why
have
can't you?
friends like your
Yeah.
brothers?
"They were good boys. Your friends are thieves and miscreants." "It's not a thief, Dad. He stole that milk money. It's a thief in my book." Oh, and but yeah, he has his canteen. What did Feldman have? I don't know. I think he also had a. He had like a blanket, kind of like a sleeping bag, but more like just a roll-out blanket thing, and it was had a handle on it, and he was just always pretending it was a gun
His gun,
during the
yeah.
He claims his father stormed the beach of Normandy. We don't know if that's true. We do know his father's crazy. It's established that his father was a hitter. One time he got too drunk and burned his ear on the stove, almost burned it off. And I never even knew that. Like from other watches of this, I never remembered him having a
Oh yeah, the
like
pig
prosthetic
ear.
ear. Yeah. And then he's got like some prosthetic like mole on his nose, doesn't he?
There's
'Cause
something on the inside of his ear.
he doesn't have that on him. Yeah. Which they don't talk about. I was like, why do we need this? I don't know.
I also
His
love
character.
the bringing items. There's that great scene on the train tracks with like, "Did anyone bring any food?" And like, "No, we didn't bring any food." And Vern's like, "I brought this comb." And Feldman's like, "What the
Yeah.
fuck did you bring a comb for? You have no fucking hair. I brought it for you guys. All right, everyone, count the
Well,
money."
if we're on television, we're gonna want to look good. Yeah,
Yeah,
I was like, "You don't even have any hair, but it's for you guys." Yeah, that was pretty good. Hey, yeah, what are we gonna eat? How about your dick? Or he says something like that. I can't do that. And then they
and then
collect all their
Cliff
money.
brings the gun. The fun
Oh
scene
yeah.
when we establish the gun when they're shooting. That was pretty good.
We're gonna have a gun. We're gonna be camping, or it could be bears. It's like, oh yeah, is it loaded? No, you think I'm stupid? And he shoots it into the trash can. They have to run away. And then the lady comes out. Who's lighting off cherry bombs out here? The old cherry bomb.
So good.
Everyone's doing it. Yeah, this little rickety Gordy shooting us 45. No, man. Nope. I haven't shot a lot of guns, but I've shot a 45. And that motherfucker wants to take off. This kid was like, oh, he's going backwards. Shit. Yeah, and then we're after the food part, they sit down and collect their change from their pockets. They're gonna see what they can scrounge up and buy as far as food. Gordy's like, I got $1.10. He's actually rocking some change. And then the River, I think, had like, oh, 60 cents. Okay, nice. And then I think Feldman had like, okay, 46 cents. That's something. That's good. Then we go to, it's Teddy. Yeah.
No, Teddy's Feldman. Vern is the,
Teddy's Feldman. Vern.
Vern is the, yeah, chubby
Go to
one.
Vern. 7 cents.
Yeah.
What? I haven't found my pennies yet. 7 cents. Okay. This will be fine. We got the there's a store at the end, and that's forever. And then they finally make it to like
Like a
the hell
junkyard,
is that?
isn't it?
Yeah, junkyard.
Yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
they're climbing the fence. We're storming Normandy. Of course, Feldman's got his spiel and throws his fake gun over, and then they start. There's more voiceover about Curly runs the shop, and he's got a dog named
Oh,
something or
Chopper. I think it
other.
was Chopper.
Yeah, and he was the most feared and most scarcely seen dog in our town. But for some reason, they're not there. They don't open. Usually, back in the day, in these movies, you live there. You know, the proprietor, that was like their home was there too. Anyways, so they like set up camp in it for some reason. It's like, why wouldn't you just set up camp outside the gate?
Yeah, why go in there? Yeah.
Yeah, and like makes no sense, but whatever. And then they're talking about food, right? Or is that the next day?
Yeah, they're talking about food, and they no one wants to go to the store, and so they flip coins for it, and then Gordy is ends up being the one who goes to the store. Goes to the store. The store owner recognizes him and his brother, and then yeah, he comes back. I that scene's great, but he comes back. His friends are gone. They're not where they were. He's like looking around, and he looks over, and from far away, he sees the gate to the shop or the garage, and all
Yeah.
his friends are climbing the fence already, and they're like, "Go, go!" And then the fucking the guy sees him.
Yeah. And he's like, get him, Chopper. And then, screaming. And then he hops the fence, and they finally see Chopper's just kind of like a chubby golden lab or
Yeah,
something.
cute dog,
And they're like, this is Chopper. And he's just kind of digging in the ground. Feldman puts his ass on the gate. Yeah, fuck you, Chopper. And he like bites his ass through it and his shirt. So he does have some ferocity to him, I guess. So I don't know what they're laughing about.
I love that. And
Still
there's
would.
like a slow motion where Gordy's kind of running, and the narrator comes back in, and he's like, "Now he said sick'em boy, but what I heard was sick as balls or something like that." That's
Yeah,
pretty funny.
because there have been rumors that this dog could sick a specific body part.
That's good shit.
I love what he bought at the store too. I think he got three
Yeah,
Cokes.
they have three, a couple Cokes, yeah.
He got like $1.30 in a hamburger. The guy wraps up in paper. Then he got something else. Ridiculous. I don't know. But yeah, they're eating dinner. They're like they just mold a piece of hamburger. And oh yeah, and he bought buns for the hamburger. They're just molding a piece of balled up meat on the end of a stick and kind of rotating it. At first, I thought it was a marshmallow.
That's what I thought
Like they
too, yeah.
didn't. It's like he didn't get any marshmallows. Like what the fuck? And then it like plumps off into the fire. Oh man, what am I gonna eat? It's like, oh, I got it, guys. It's all good. I got it. Brush it off.
Didn't want him to say like you can eat your dick, it wouldn't be a big meal
Oh
though, or something like
yeah, I think it's the second time.
that.
It'd be a small meal. Yeah, we're establishing that River Phoenix is kind of a good buddy to Gordy. And knows he's a fuck up. You're the good one, man. You're gonna go to college, man. We're not gonna be friends much longer because you're gonna get all new super smart friends, and I'm just gonna be just at trade school like an idiot, dude. So good luck with your life. He's just really given up on that they're gonna be friends past this point. It's just
ridiculous.
kind of weird.
Yeah.
We could be friends like outside of school. No, man, it won't work. You idiot. I'll just be dragging you down, man.
Fucking ridiculous. You're 12. That's gotta go
Yeah.
hard.
I'm not gonna drag you down with me. Yeah, then they do after they ate. Oh yeah, there's another scene of them continuing the walk, and it's a far ass walk, man. And they're going really slow and just fucking around, making it even worse. They always stopping and always just barely walking and fight end up fighting with each other a bunch. Like, oh, take it back, jerk off. No.
This
And
is definitely one of those like this is one of my favorite subgenres of movie, which is like point A to point B movies, and the movie is basically set up as like small vignettes of scenes that characters get themselves into. There's a lot of movies like that. This is one of them. So it's like the scene where, you know, they're at the junkyard, the scene where they get chased by a train, the scene where, you know, get ahead of myself, but the leeches, like there's just small little vignettes of scenes that kind of connect. But yeah, it's oh yeah, I wanted to go back to the junkyard because I love that scene when they get over the fence and the guy comes up and he's like, I fucking know you. You're Teddy, aren't
Oh
you?
yeah.
Crazy dad and fucking psycho and
Yeah.
don't talk about my dad. I'll fucking kill you, man. That's so good.
Your dad's in the loony bin for burning your ear off. My dad stormed the beaches of Normandy. What did you do, fat ass? Your dad didn't do shit. Yeah, it was great. Really got him. And then like as they're walking afterwards, Feldman's just breaking down. My dad.
sorry.
And then the voiceover, I don't know why he loved his dad so much after all he did to him, but he did.
I barely love my dad. My dad didn't fucking try to burn my face off.
Yeah. And then he's, oh yeah, he says the sorry guys if I'm ruining all the fun. It's okay, man. I think they come to some water. Well, there's another funny eating scene that I liked where like they're eating the next little snack, and I think it's just like blueberries or something. He's like, "What the? Why couldn't you get something else?" And he's like, "Oh, sorry, maybe somebody more experienced with, you know, food buying could have stretched your 7 cents further."
So good.
Then they come up to the like the little the wet part. This looks like a little puddle. What they're worried about? Like sticks a stick in it, and he's like, "Yeah, it's shallow. We can cross." And they start crossing and boom, fall down. Now they're swimming. And they start fucking around and dunking each other and fighting. And for some reason, Gordy's like, I don't want to do this anymore. Just kinda just like the quintessential. I don't want to. You're about to tag someone. No, starts crying. I don't want to play. I don't want to play. He just leaves and they're like tackling him and he's like, no, I said I don't want to. And then they kind of like, there's something on your neck. And, oh, shut up, dude. No, there
Oh,
is. It was a,
dude.
yeah, it's a leech. And they're just
Oh,
big, fatty leeches, too.
dude, so gross, man.
And I don't know why, but they look real. I don't know. This is old enough to be popping little leeches for a couple seconds on kids, but they look pretty real, man. And they're just ripping them off. And they're
So
giant
gnarly.
palm-sized leeches. They're having to help each other. And then we got Gordy. Everyone's done with their leeches. They're all soaked and in their underwear. And Gordy opens his underwear and kind of looks in. Oh, no. 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 I don't know if they're implying on the, you know, the tassel or the bag. I don't, but either way, it'd be bad, I imagine. But he reaches his hand in and pulls it out, and it's just super bloody. And they're like, oh. Yeah, it's a pretty rough one.
I think one of them even says, because there's a moment after he faints, he's like sitting up against the tree, silent, and then the kids are kind of like fighting in the back. And I think one of them was like, "Let's, we gotta take Gordy back." And like, "We've come too far." And he's like, "Well, look at him. He's damaged, man. He got a fucking leech on his balls." So I don't know if that's like a confirmed it was on his
Yeah.
balls, or if they're just saying it was on his balls. But either way, it's like, ugh, that scene was gross, man.
Yeah. And that's when he's like, I'm not going back. I don't give a shit. I don't know why it was so important to me to see that dead body. But right then and there, it's all I cared
Yeah.
about. I started walking. I would have still went if nobody joined me. And they all join him. And then we kind of we have some side establishing stuff of Sutherland and their gang. What's the gang called? The Cobras? Etching it in their arms or something. You keep moving and make me mess up the snake, dude. Yeah, and then yeah, Sutherland's group finally founds out the two freaking, blabbed everybody after promising to not say anything. And he's convinced that they could go down there with a bunch of fishing gear and just said they were fishing and found him. And for some reason, he thinks the same thing. Like there's going to be a big hoopla because we found the body. So they start going in their cars and they get the racing scene where he plays chicken because he's so hot-headed and badass.
Yeah, so cool.
Yeah. I won, didn't I? With a toothpick in my mouth while drinking a Rainier and driving. Yeah, but then we cut back to the kids. There's the bridge scene that was kind of cool. It's a giant bridge they have to cross, and it's on the train tracks, and they're kind of afraid of it. But when they show the bridge, it looked like there was like three lanes of train track on it.
Yeah, I don't know. Honestly,
Is what
I mean,
I
I've seen this
looked
movie multiple
like.
times. I still am puzzled by how they did this, more or less, because like I'm watching this, I'm like, there's no way they had those kids on the actual bridge. That seems pretty dangerous. But like you said, this could have been that time of era where it's just like, yeah, put them on the bridge, it'll be fine. So I don't know. But they do shoot it cleverly, where a lot of it's kind of like the camera's kind of low, looking up at the kids, so they could literally be walking anywhere and just cheat it that way. But there are some shots when that chain's on the that train is on that bridge and those kids are running, and like it's all the same shot, and I'm like, how the f I mean, some of it obviously they're not, like they used
Yeah,
blue screen
I
or
definitely saw
whatever.
some composite. Yeah.
So but some of it looked either some of the best composite I've ever seen. I'm not talking about the one that's clearly composite, I'm talking about there's
Yeah.
like some shots that I'm like, that looks very real, so I wonder how the fuck they did that, but it's an intense scene
Yeah.
nonetheless.
Yeah, because he's behind O'Connell.
Who's like crawling, not walking.
Yeah, behind Vern. He's not even walking. He just doesn't want to
Yeah.
fall. And then he kind of, guys, I lost the comb.
Yeah.
Oh no, sorry, fellas. And then he starts hearing the train. Gordy does, and he starts, hurry up, man! You gotta skid up. I can't. I'm gonna fall, man. Chambers and Teddy, they're so far ahead because they weren't behind Crawler that
Yeah.
there's kind of no question that they're going to make it. They're pretty close to the end of the bridge, even though they're a little scared. But yeah, he gets him up and then he falls down like twice, the bumbling fat kid. And then he's like, go! You go around me! I can't go any faster! And then, yeah, they get near the end and there's one bad composite shot when it gets close. And then they jump to the side, and then we got Chambers going and looking, and they're really far down, a bunch of big boulders, like it would have hurt. And they're like, oh, and when it seemed like they could have just jumped to the closer part, that's just dirt rather than this giant cliff part.
Hill, yeah.
Yeah, then maybe fall off into the water because they established that, well, if the train comes, we'll just jump. It's no big deal. It's like that's oh, like 100 feet. You
Yeah, break your
can't.
fucking legs if not die.
You gotta pencil that jump
Oh,
perfect.
yeah.
Slice in there. You go like 25 feet down. Oh. But yeah, they're out of there. And then they're walking the tracks. Well, he's gotta be around here somewhere. And then they finally Vern find I found him. He's here, man. I see him. Look, man, he's right. I see him. After everyone's already there seeing him too. And he's like,
Yeah,
yeah, I see him. We all see him, dude. We all see him. I thought I remembered them having more obstructed shots of the body, like that first shot where you just see some legs kind of poking out of a bush. I remembered that kind of being all you saw, but they went down there and kind of pulled the bushes off, so you really did get to see them. It didn't look too good. There's a couple scratches and stuff.
yeah, they do. I forgot about, yeah, they even do like a close up of the kid's face, which I don't remember. I
Yeah.
remember being kind of obscure too, like, oh, they wouldn't show it. But no,
Yeah.
they get a nice close up right there on the kid's face.
Yeah, and they're talking about grabbing branches to, we'll build them a structure. What do you mean? Build them a,
We got to
what?
stretch them
Why?
back. Like, what the fuck?
A structure? I didn't understand. Like, we're gonna camp here for the night, and but yeah, they gotta get back. Yeah, maybe it was a
I
stretcher. I
thought he
don't
said
get it.
stretcher. I thought that meant they were gonna like carry him back.
Oh, okay. I thought he said structure. Let's build him a structure to live in. We'll build him a tomb right here. And then the old boys show up, and it's just Kiefer and two of them. I think it's Ch Chambers' brother and Teddy's brother come up. I don't know. Anyway,
I think
then
it's
one of them's,
Chamber's brother.
and he's like, "Whoa, what are you doing here, little bro? How'd you find out about this? This is our body. We call dibs. We're here first." It's like dibs on the body. And Seifert's like, "Oh, better run. Kids call dibs, boys." And then yeah, Feldman starts lipping off. "There's four of us. Make your move." And there's like two of them, and then the rest of the gang is like, so it's like 10 of the older kids. It's like, "Oh shit, we're gonna beat your ass." They all start pulling their belts out and stuff. "We're gonna rip your eyes." And
Jesus.
I think they run, everyone but
Chambers.
everyone but Chambers. Yeah, he was the only one left. And then what did he say? "Yeah, better, it's your last chance, Chambers. You better run." And
Yeah,
he
you got
says,
two
"Why don't you
choices.
go
Either
home?"
you run and we take the body, or you stay, we beat the shit out of you, and we still take the body. Choose one.
He say, "How about you go home and fuck your mother?"
It's like, oh shit.
Jeez. This is a 55. This is death words here. We didn't just throw that around like in the 90s. Everyone's like, "Fuck your mother." 55, you say that. There's a duel at the local can at the local sweet shop. Someone's gonna die. So he pulls out his switchblade. "Shh, that's it. You're dead, Chambers." And then his brother, his older brother's like, "Hey, man, we can't. I gotta go home tonight. We can't kill him.
He doesn't even say
We're
anything,
killing
right?
him." Yeah.
So say something.
I think he does say, "Hey, take it easy. Shut up." Okay. All right. I will. And then he kind of gets up close to him, puts the knife close to his throat, and then Chambers comes up and shoots the gun in the air. Oh shit. Points the gun at Kiefer's character, Ace. "You think you're so cool, Ace." And what do you tell him? Oh, he's like, "Yeah, you wouldn't, you don't have the guts to shoot a squirrel or some shit like that." And he's like, "You're not gonna shoot us all." And he's like, "You're right, Ace." And cocks it back,
Just
"Just
you.
you." And all the friends are kind of relieved and
Woo!
know he's like not kidding. And then Ace kind of like, "Yeah, I think he's gonna shoot just me." And so he kind of slowly walks out backwards with the knife. "You know this isn't over, right? We're gonna finish it someday." And I think Chambers is says, "Maybe we do, maybe we don't." And then he's like, "We will." Small town, we're gonna okay, we're not just gonna forget this. But yeah, then they're like, "And we decided not to turn the body in. That would have been the wrong thing to do. We decided an anonymous phone call was sufficient. So we put the body under a blanket, made the phone call, and the body was found. Neither of our gangs got credit." It's like, well, that sucks. Now you're just gonna get your ass beat for nothing. All right, and then in conclusion, everyone's walking home and going their separate ways, and Vern and Teddy break off first to go home, and we see them just walking up to their perspective homes. And then there's some more voiceover, like, we would see less and less of Vern and Teddy until eventually they were just another face in the halls. Strange how friends come and go like that at a young age. But me and Chambers stayed close. He ended up taking college classes. It was tough, but he powered through it like everything he always did. He was a great man. Later became a lawyer. And then, when it was like 2 weeks ago, he went into a diner and there was a fight in front of him. One had a knife. He tried to calm it down like he always did. Ended up getting stabbed in the neck. Even though I hadn't seen him in over 10 years, I'll miss him forever.
Yeah.
And I will never have friends like the friends I had when I was 12. Something like that. And he's typing, and his kids are like, come on, Dad, we got to go. He's typing it on this old ass computer.
Dude, I was laughing, dude. I'm just so used to typing on Word documents. Just the fucking black screen with the yellow font. The green, I was like, what is this? Yeah.
And then he goes outside and wrestles around with them. And I think that's it, right?
Yeah. He wins the song and, closing credits.
Yeah, right on. Doom, 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 doom. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty good. I see why it's got a cult following and loved. I mean, I think it's probably just a matter of sometimes you capture that child banter and wonder so well, like Sandlot does it.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Goonies does it. It's just that special vibe that I don't know, when it comes across on screen, it really enamors you and brings you back. It's like, definitely that's what this movie has going for it. Because other than that, it's just, like you said, it's just some little vignettes and there's not much to it. It's just A to B. And then when we get to B, there's not even a big payoff. We're just, okay, we got to B.
Yeah.
It's one of those things like the reward wasn't the thing. The journey is what's important.
It's the friends we made along the way.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. It's so corny and so, like, perfect for the 50s setting. It's awesome.
Yeah.
I think it's a, like I told you before we started recording, I didn't know Rob Reiner did so many good movies. Princess Bride, this, a couple other pretty good ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Stephen King. All right, man. 7.2. I like it a lot.
Damn. Yeah, I'm a little higher than you. Yeah, I think this is a classic. This is one of those movies. It's very brisk. It's only an hour and a half. I feel like I'm pretty entertained throughout. The only thing that every single time, and I think a lot of people disagree with me a lot about this, but I may be the only person that may have this opinion, but I feel like the only time in this movie where I kind of check out is there's a sequence where Gordy tells the story that he made up about Lardo and the pie eating contest. I just feel like it doesn't really relate to the movie, and it's funny. I get it; it's entertaining and silly, but like
I
it doesn't
forgot
really,
about that. But I liked that.
But it doesn't really
it showed how stupid his stories actually are. Everyone thinks he's such a good writer. I was like, well, what happened next? That's the end of the story. That's a shitty ending. What happened to Fat Ass?
Yeah, what happened to Lardo? Maybe he what is it? Maybe he went home and killed his father and joined the middle or whatever. Green Berets. But yeah, entertaining. Like I said, I love this A to point B type movies. I love the vignettes of it all. A lot of it's pretty entertaining. Like, you know, at one point they have to keep watch at night, and just the difference of how they all keep watch is pretty entertaining. Like Teddy's kind of more military, and then you get Vern who's like looking at every little noise, which would be me. I relate to that Vern moment. I'm like, that would totally be me. Any little noise.
And the wolves or whatever they were, coyotes.
But yeah, I feel like all these vignettes are entertaining in itself and build character, whether it's like, you know, Teddy, I don't know, committing suicide. He's not really trying to commit suicide, but he's kind of button up the door, you know, sitting on the train tracks until Chambers kind of saves them. They have a little flip out. Like, I don't know, all these little vignettes kind of build character and, really enjoy it. It's very fun, very funny. To me, this is a classic. I think this is just a solid 9. This is a movie I've watched multiple times, and I would happily watch it again in a couple of years just to kind of, it's just a fun little, like, hang back movie of, and it captures that 1950s essence and that childhood essence. Yeah, it's good stuff. I love this movie.
Yeah, right on. I don't have much of a connection to it as a seeing it as a child, I would see bits and parts of it. I just wasn't very interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have enough going for me to hook me in as my child mind. I was like, what are they talking? They're just talking.
Yeah, yeah. Talking and walking.
I need blow up. I need guns. I need action. And so I didn't really get to really watch it and know what it meant and was until I was an adult, and by that time, you know, I didn't have the nostalgia anymore. But yeah, I see why people like it. It's a good movie. 7.2 and a 9. Go check it out. Stand by me. And what could have been with River Phoenix? Who knows?
Yeah.
Joaquin's still killing it, but man, could have had two.
Yeah.
Could have had two.
Tragic.
Yeah. So as always, thanks for joining us. We're here on YouTube. Please like and subscribe. Come hang out. We're also on Apple Music and Spotify if that's how you do your podcast. We don't care where you do them or how you do them. We just care that you come do them with us once in a while. We'd appreciate it. Until next, Peace.
Peace.